DraftKings Sportsbook app. All right, Kansas roars back. They beat UNC 72-69 in the national title game.
Wow, what a comeback.
It's funny to watch the, you know, so tip-off was 9:20 last night. About 9:10, my wife's like, go to bed. I didn't make it.
Yeah, to watch no, first I didn't come close.
No.
Pre-game.
No. I didn't make it to bed.
Oh, no.
You're not a big basketball guy, right? That's not your sport.
No. If it was earlier, I'd watch it. I'm not staying up to watch teams I don't really care about.
I did. First half.
Man.
Turned it off, walked away. Carolina's looking awesome. They got this. Then I woke up, 10 minutes left. I checked it again. They're up by 10. They got this. Then Kansas just came roaring back. Hell of a game. By the way, tickets were going for $22. All the rich people that bought their, they want to go see the Dukies and Coach K, they just dumped the tickets and left. I told you, if you ever go to like a basketball tournament, if you go to the Big Ten tournament, like in Indy or wherever, if you go, buy the cheapest seats you can find, way up in the top, the cheapest seats you can buy, but bring cash. And then in the first round games, wait for someone, and you'll see somebody dressed in a Boilermaker outfit or a Golden Gopher.
Yeah.
Walk up to them and go, hey, are you staying? And if they're like, nah, I came here all the way, and they lose in the first round, well, buy your tickets, and you offer them cash.
Oh, it works. That's a good idea.
It works, dude.
Yeah, because not everybody's staying.
Years ago when I was in the service, real quick side note, we went to Atlanta and watched the Southeastern Conference Tournament. And we sat way up in the nosebleeds and did that very thing. And by the Kentucky-Arkansas game, we were center court. We were like 12 rows up.
Worked your way in.
Yeah, my big fat Irish head with a UCLA hat on just to troll people from Kentucky. But it works, man. I'm telling you, it works. By the way, Mattress Mac, the Houston gambler, he took Kansas, won $12 million. This guy bets everything.
Yeah, that's fun. Good for you.
I think his bet was eight. $8
million. To win 12?
Win 12. Is it really worth it at that point?
I mean, yeah, mine was like $8 to win. $8.75.
Mattress Ryan. Yeah, absolutely. How nervous are you? Tigers made a nice move. They pick up outfielder Austin Matthews from the Rays for infielder Isaac Paredes. Opening day Friday, you're going to be down at the Shinola Hotel.
Yeah, right in Parker Alley at the Brakeman, the American Beer Hall right there.
Oh, the place
super,
is so cool.
Yeah, super cool. We got it all. I got a speed gun.
He does.
For pitching.
We have a radar gun.
Yep, got a radar gun.
In the office now, just for Friday morning. What time are you there, 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
It opens up at 11, though.
Okay.
Just so you know. I'm just loosening the wing up for throwing.
Oh, you're going to be a train wreck on Monday, aren't you?
My wife goes, come in with your own. Relive the glory days and blow your shoulder out again.
Okay, so you've already got sinus things going on. You've got a sore tooth, and now you're going to blow your arm out.
You know it. I do things at once.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Way to hit your deductible on your health insurance in 1 week. Red Wings host the Bruins tonight at LCA. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use the code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Code CSX for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You still haven't figured out that license plate, have you?
No.
So a friend of mine, Tony D'Annunzio, the guy who did the Grandy Ballroom documentary,
yes.
Right? He just got the greatest license plate in Detroit music history. I'll tell you what, who can figure out this, anyone can figure this out, don't say it.
Okay.
Anyone, because I gave it away with the Grammy.
Yeah, it just hit me.
Anyone who can figure this out will get you a four-pack of tickets to see the Blue Man Group at the Fox Theater. Here's the license plate, KOTJMF. KOTJMF. You know what it is? KOTJMF. Hold on, I'm going to turn the mic off real quick. Yeah, Ryan's got it.
Okay.
Look at you, man.
All right.
Nice.
Your clue, boom, nailed it.
About the Grandy?
Yeah.
Okay. KOTJMF. Greatest license plate in rock music in Michigan. And the fact that I guarantee you the people's Secretary of State had no idea.
No clue. And you can't tell them what it is because they won't give it to you.
If you said it, they would walk you out of there, man. KOTJMF. See if anyone can figure this out. It's a good one, man. 605, Big Jim's house here. A lot of people in our world today, you think about what are you going to do with your house? Maybe you're thinking about retirement or downsizing your home. What about a rental property? even if you do own a second home, I got buddies who have gone into this together to turn them into rental properties, right? Owning a second home, it's a great investment, but you don't want to spend all your time managing your property. NorthBloomfield.com, that is the website. Contact them today. Let them show you why they're the best. Best at what? North Bloomfield Properties. They handle all the work. Let me see. Maintenance, legal, accounting teams, best possible service, very competitive pricings. They provide you qualified, pre-screened tenants. I'm taking my time on this because I want to make sure you understand what they do. If you've been thinking about it, talk to North Bloomfield Properties. NorthBloomfield.com. NorthBloomfield.com. They'll handle your rental. They're your neighbors. This is what I love. Locally owned, always. They've been locally owned and operated. They get an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They specialize in putting good families in good homes. NorthBloomfield.com. NorthBloomfield.com. We can't take these calls live because of that license plate. So normally we would never tell you we're gonna just stack them up, Mongoose. These are people asking questions. Put them all on hold. We'll get to them in a second because I can't. The license plate is KOTJM.
By MSU Federal Credit Union.
All right. 6:13. I did post the license plate on our Facebook page. Greatest license plate ever. Our buddy Tony D'Annunzio, that did the Grandy Ballroom. KOTJMF. We recorded some calls while we were paying some bills because there's no way I'm doing this live.
No.
There's no way. But Steve had the right answer.
Kick out the jams.
Look at you. You edited yourself. We're so proud of you. Steve, you're going to go see the Blue Man Group at the Fox Theater on April 24th. All right, buddy?
Cool.
What are you up to, brother?
I'm on my way to work.
And you got your boots on. Where do you work?
Got my boots on.
All right. I'll tell you what. We got to play the song now, right?
Yeah.
Let me go make sure I got the edited version, though, Steve, so we don't get in trouble.
Okay, I got it. I didn't say it.
All right, hold on. Hey, Tom.
Hey. Hi, Big Jim.
Hey, man. So somebody beat you to it for the tickets, but just ratification. Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's Kick Out the Jam.
Nice. There it is. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Later, have a good one.
You too. Hey, John, somebody beat you for the tickets.
Okay.
But what was it? Just but so you know.
Kick out the jams.
There it is. Everybody's going to be yelling us all day today. Ray, hey, someone beat you for the Blue Man Group tickets, but what was the license plate?
Kick out the jams, mother.
Nice edit, Ray. Have a good morning, bud.
Yeah, you too, guys. Thanks.
Right. So, that's a great license plate. I got to tell the Kick Out the Jams story, though. Years ago, when Winter Blast was at Campus Martius, we were invited down, and this is my 20th year here. My first job was with J.J. and Lynn. I was producing the show. And our program director at the time, Bill Steadman, comes up, and he's like, Jim, we want to get some music to play for the Livonia Skate Club. They're going to be out there skating. Channel 4 was filming the whole thing.
Right, okay.
So we used to do silly stuff when we go down there. Like, for example, we had a nativity scene on ice. We had people dressed up as Mary and Joseph and donkeys skating around on the ice behind
us.
Nice. Yeah, Channel 4. I remember Guy Gordon was laughing so hard, I think we got in trouble for that. But then out come the ice skaters, right? And these are kids. Well, I didn't think about it at the time, but I went and made a CD of Detroit music. Detroit Rock City.
Right.
You know, Roll Me Away. I had some Ted on there. And then I grabbed the unedited version of Kick Out the Jams. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, like on a Thursday before Winterfest or Winter Blast, whatever it was. And it echoed all the way down Woodward. It was so loud when the guy turned, Kick Out the Jams, mother! Oh. And the look from my program director to me.
Not happy, I
am amazed that I was still here, man. It was so loud. It was a bunch of 7-year-olds skating, and they all started giggling. But, okay, so that is the greatest license plate in Michigan. And the fact that he got it by the Secretary of State, that is magical. That's magical.
Yeah.
K-O-T-J-M-F.
Yeah, they have no idea. That's just initials. My wife's initials or something.
Right, yeah. What does that mean? Kiss on the
everybody behind him.
I don't know
about you, but that always gets me when somebody's got a license plate, always trying to figure out what it is.
You either know or you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Our audience, you guys, the men and women, you knew this one. So oh, that sounds good. Okay. 6:19, you're like, why were they playing MC5? Why not? Grounds for Divorce on the way. It's Big Jim Townsend, Ryan Logan on my left here. $500 fill up at 8 o'clock, first keyword. Coming up next, you can win a grand by guessing the weight of Ryan and Heidi's baby. Plus, we got real into the ears at 6:45. Got a lot going on this morning.
Yes, we do.
All right. Ernie and Amy and all the people who are like clue savvy. I give a clue for reeling in the ears every morning, and then they nail it. Let's see if they can get this one.
Oh, it's a good one.
Extended locomotive jog.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that's a nice clue.
Put a little work into that one.
Nice clue.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm waiting right now. They're going to get it. Ernie always gets it. Oh, by the way, Tracy in Detroit. Nice license plate. Twisted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Twisted with the Tigers logo on it.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah. We got this whole discussion because the reason we play Kick Out the Jams is a friend of mine, Tony, has the greatest license plate ever.
Did you ever have license plates? Like customized ones? I thought
that was some smart-ass age joke. Yeah. customized license plates? No.
No, you never got them done?
Did you?
My family did. My mom and dad did. And my sister. I never did. My mom and dad had just the name of my dad's company, 1 and 2, though. Ajax 1 and Ajax 2.
Weren't you called Fat Nasty at one point in your life?
Yeah.
You never got that as a license plate?
No, I did.
Wait, we'll put you in the running. Bob Barker rules apply, though.
Yes.
Can't go over. Can't go over. What we know about Ryan and Heidi is you were almost 11 pounds?
Yeah, I was big. I was up in the 10s.
And then Heidi, how much did Heidi weigh?
I think she was pretty normal. I think she was 7. I know I said higher.
Right.
I got corrected over the weekend.
Oh, you aired her out the wrong way?
Yeah, she was like 7, mid-7s, I think. So that's pretty normal.
Now, if you don't get through this morning, you got to be positive and think you will. This caller number 9. You can also text us. The keyword is...
baby.
Explain how that works.
Yeah, so if you text us, you'll see down at the bottom there's a place where you can submit your name and your number as well as the time you listen. That's super important because we might call you back during that time to get your baby guess.
Right, because we know not everybody can get through right now.
Right.
So we'll call you. Just our way of saying thanks for listening. And by the way, if you text us or post it on Facebook, doesn't count. It's only entries that we take over the air or if we call you. That's it.
Right.
You got to be fair to everybody else. Highline 2, who's this?
This is Mike in Hamtramck, buddy.
You are live on the radio. Say hi to everybody, Mike in Hamtramck.
Hello, everybody.
All right, how much is this baby going to weigh, Mike?
My birthday, 7 pounds, 12 ounces.
It's very confident.
Ooh, 7 pounds. Wow.
Do you have any advice for Ryan and Heidi raising this kid?
Just teach him to parallel park. And don't be afraid of bridges.
No, Heidi. Heidi.
Park.
We haven't got that advice yet. Heidi will teach him.
You don't come in town because you can't parallel park.
He's not wrong.
You're not.
He's not wrong. Brother.
You can't tell after 2 cases of beer, Ryan. Come on.
Okay, yeah, I know. Hold on, Mike. Hold on. So there you go. Hamtramck Mike.
I love him.
Keyword baby, if you didn't get through this morning, we'll do it again this morning. But if we're serious, $1,000. Is there anything you... Let me see. So we got to learn how to parallel park. We could do a whole thing about what you need to teach this kid.
Yeah.
As a boy.
Parallel park. Well, I'll learn it first. Dana, very fine salesperson upstairs, offered to help me the other day at lunch.
Our account executive, not salesperson, by the way. Account executive.
Account executive.
It's fancier that
way.
Your on-air talent, not sidekick, by the way. Just remember, you want to... Nomenclatures matter these days.
I'm sorry.
Okay. She offered... Dana Zimmerman offered to teach you how to parallel park?
Yeah, we were out to lunch, and she parallel parked her car, and we were discussing how close the people, you know, in front and behind her were. And I'm like, I'd be panicking right now. I don't parallel park. I've left places because I don't want to parallel
park. You left Royal Oak because you couldn't find a place to park that didn't require you to parallel park.
Right. So she's like, I'll teach you if you want.
You should take her up on it. Why not?
I got that and stick shift she'll offer.
You still don't know how to drive a manual, do you?
Mm-mm. No way.
Let me see if I can get that Shelby from Ford again. We'll go out in the parking lot and see what happens.
Yeah, let me practice with that one. They'll love that.
Okay. You can try that. I can teach you how to drive a stick shift.
I know.
That's not hard. The parallel parking, not a chance.
You might be like Dad, though. We might get frustrated and then...
Oh, no. There's absolutely no chance that I'm not going to slap the crap out of you. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go Robbie Benson one. I'm going to hit you right in the face with a basketball. It'll be in the back seat. I'll throw feeling coming up in less than 10 minutes. Here's your clue. By the way, Dead & Company tickets with John Mayer. Beat the box office. Here's your prize. Extended locomotive jog.
Good clue.
Thank you. Ernie and them are all over it. A lot of people. Amy was on. Someone from the 248, we don't know. We don't know your name. Who else had it? Amy did. Paul? Paul got it. Didn't give the year, but gave the song. So you got another year.
Got it in there.
Nice. Okay. So earlier this morning, we were talking about my buddy Tony D'Annunzio has the greatest personalized license plate in Michigan. It's K-O-T, kick out the J-M-F. Kick out the jam, MF. Well, he's the guy that did the documentary on the Grandy, so it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Seeger. You know somebody's got Seeger for a personalized plate, right? You would assume.
I'm sure.
What if you did, because we're trying to figure out, like, classic rock license plates that you could do in Michigan. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. You call or text. What if you did BS space SBB? Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band. Is that too obscure?
I mean, I don't... Yeah, I think that would be... I don't think a lot of people would get it. I mean, I don't think a lot of people are going to get his, but...
No.
It makes a lot of sense when you see it. When you do figure it out.
Well, once you... Yeah, well, of course. But once you know what... If you're on the loop...
It's like a lot to me.
Okay. Well, then come up with one.
Trying to think.
This is tough.
What is it? Seven? It's seven letters, right, that you're allowed?
I have no
idea. Or seven characters?
I have no idea. But what would be a good classic one? Hi, KC, by the way, up early, checking in. Little boot check there. Nice here. Honestly, what would be a good Detroit? Because that kick out the jams, again, that's an inside joke, but it's cool as hell. IBS SBB would work. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band. Because if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. That way you don't get in trouble with the Secretary of State.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Could you can't do Cat Scratch Fever because CSF would look
weird. I'm trying to think of a way to write Night Moves. N-I-T-E to shorten it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got a piece of paper. Hold on. Now, how did you do this?
So N-I-T-E.
Okay. M-V-S?
M-V-S is the only way I can think of writing it that makes
no,
any
that works.
Sense.
No, that works. That's a good one. All right, whoever just texted in that, the 269 one, Kiss DRC. That's good.
That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty solid, man.
I think that one, too, you look at it and you immediately know what it is.
Amy did one for Roll Me Away by Seeger. R-L-M-E-A-W-Y. You know what? I think I bet if you're cruising down, like if you're on 96 and a Seeger fan saw that, they'd get it.
I think so. Yeah, oh, I think you're right.
Justin and Paul's gave you a better one, by the way, for Night Moves.
Oh, yeah. N-T-M-O-V-S.
Okay. All right, so there are other Detroit ones. Now we think about this all day. That's a good one. I like the... Whoever you are, the 2-6, that Kiss one is fantastic. Is that Ned? Hi, Ned. Ned.
Morning, Ned.
Time. Two knockdowns in the first round of Joe Frazier. Down again. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Let's play Reeling in the Years.
Let's get started
in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
Good morning. A little bit of fog out there. If you haven't left yet, be careful. A little bit. Just a heads up. All right. Three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. Dead & Company tickets. Beat the box office. Nice prize. Listen closely.
And around the corner, half a mile from here, see them roving run, and you watch them disappear.
The long goodbye.
Neverland, you're a born loser.
What do you think, Mabel?
Ow!
Next week on The Young and the Restless.
To have Michael held captive in a foreign country...
Soap operas. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. You tell us the year and you will win.
Yeah, you're going to get those Beat the Box Office tickets to see Dead & Company at Pine Knob on June 29th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. 313 presents and Ticketmaster.com.
One night only. Sean Mayer.
Scott, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
You are, baby. Okay, what year are we looking for?
1973.
Yes. Long train running, the Doobie Brothers. Now does the clue make sense? Extended locomotive jog. The Long Goodbye. I don't know that movie. Do we know anything? Do you know that movie, Scott?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Don't know it.
I just looked up movies from the year and picked that one.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm not ripping you on
anything.
No,
there's no significance for me.
God, you sounded so sad.
No.
I just picked a movie, and sorry I picked a movie. I don't know what it is. Seriously, I've never heard of it. Who's in it? Google it real quick. And then, of course, we had Young and the Restless debuts. Scott, you're going to go see Dead & Company. John Mayer will be playing with him as well. June 29th at Pine Knob, all right?
Great.
All right, buddy. Hey, we appreciate you listening, man. Hold on, all right?
All right, thanks.
Okay. What was the name of it again?
The Long Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one that loaded the clip and you don't know what it is?
Oh, my gosh. It takes a while to even search the movie of it.
From 1973.
Yeah, it was a mystery. And the cast is Elliot Gould.
Gould. Yeah, Elliot Gould.
Jim Booten.
Okay.
That's it? Sterling Hayden. Directed by Robert Altman.
Now, Robert Altman is a big deal. Robert Altman, I'm pretty sure, did the movie version of MASH.
Oh, wow.
Robert Altman is a big director. The Long Goodbye.
Nina Van Paladin. Something. It's probably not even close.
Don't
to
hurt
that.
Yourself, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to describe this. If this argument on your side is a pool, this is the shallowest end of the pool. This is like 6 inches deep. This is horribly shallow on your part.
It's one of those fun arguments.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does Heidi think it's a fun argument?
I mean, I think so. It's not like
we're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. We'll get to about 7:10. By the way, $500 fill up. You can win 500 bucks. We'll give you the keyword at 8 o'clock. A lot going on today. Where's your wallet? I see your keys over there, but I don't see your wallet.
Yeah, I don't have it.
How do you not have your wallet?
Then bring it.
Does it bug you not having it around?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the 10-minute rule. I always tell people, when you oversleep, it happens. We all do it. You're 10 minutes late all day. It just works out that way. I don't know why. It just is. It's a thing.
I didn't oversleep or anything. I just forgot my wallet.
But my point is, not about oversleeping. With the wallet, you're going to have more need for that wallet today than you would in a normal
day. Right.
Same rule applies. You're going to need your wallet like 20 times today. Normally, you may only reach for it twice. But because you don't have it, everything in the world's going to be like, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you have the credit card of yours. I'm like, oh, it's in my wallet. It's at home. So you just forgot it?
Yeah, I just walked out of the house today. I didn't realize until I was trying to get into the gate for our work.
Which is weird because you have all these fail safes to make sure you get up in the morning.
Yeah, and I have weird stuff like gosh, man. I just, like, it's a certain way. My phone goes in my hand, my wallet goes on top of it, and my keys in my pocket, and then I walk out the door every morning for as long as I can remember.
So
that's the lineup of everything.
You don't sing the song?
No.
Adam Sandler.
Come on. I'm heading out, and all I'm taking with me is my phone, wallet, keys. Yeah, phone, wallet, keys. Just those three things, please. Need my phone, wallet, keys. Got my credit cards in my wallet. Got my phone, you can call it. Master lock on my front door. That's where my motherfucking keys are for. Wallet keys. Good things come in trees. Need my phone, wallet keys. If I'm going to the zoo,
So you got the idea there. Adam dropping some bars there. Okay. Forgetting the wallet, though.
Yeah,
it's gonna bug you all day.
I don't do it a lot. I mean, I haven't done it a lot. I'll forget it when we're in the studio and I run out to get a coffee or something.
Yes, you'll lock
all the time.
Out. Yeah,
but today I was nervous because I'm like, oh no, there's nobody else at the building. What do I do? I just had to wait.
I'm telling you, all day today, it's gonna bug you. You're gonna need your wallet more than you would on a normal day. It's the damnedest thing. If you wake up late, you can be 10 minutes late all day. If you forget your phone, you're going to have 300 people call you when you don't have your cell phone.
I know, and I want to check. I want to try out our new cool vending machines.
Do you need some money?
What did I keyword it? I'll keyword it lizard.
Okay.
Type that in. I'll make it happen right now.
Okay. Lizard. Here's why we brought this up. We've heard of a lot of animal stories in the Motor City. And in the great state of Michigan. I've never heard of this one. I'm sure Ernie has, because Ernie is all over all this stuff. Marquette, up north, UP. They have blue-spotted salamanders that migrate through this one park. So it's over the next couple weeks. You'll see this again, keyword lizard, L-I-Z-A-R-D. So the people of Marquette, more specifically a student at Northern Michigan, wants to make sure the salamanders aren't getting run over. So from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., drivers aren't allowed to pass through part of Peter White Drive, which you've been into Marquette. My kid went to Tech, so yeah. We would drive through there. The salamanders might be there, so the community has committed to staying away. So they stay out of the park from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. to let the salamanders migrate. And you'll see them in there. Hundreds of salamanders have been saved every year since the new laws went into effect 3 years ago. And now is the week. So, yeah, the blue salamanders.
Yeah, it's migration week.
Great. And we were in here discussing, like, salamanders, which I realized pretty quickly I know nothing about.
You have no idea.
Nothing. Nothing. They're pretty. Keyword lizard. But I thought, and help me with here, 248-398-9279. I swear I thought sometimes salamanders can change into something else. Amphibians can do that weird thing.
Right.
You know, where they kind of, they're asexual.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I thought they could switch between male and female. They can right. switch into other stuff?
I think so. They're like the Transformer of the animal world.
That's freaky.
Keyword lizard.
Yeah, they toast some cheese on a sandwich really well, too. Melt it down good.
Oh, I see what you did there. The salamander. You have no confidence in these. You got to just embrace it, Ryan. Embrace the dad joke. You're going to be a dad in 2 months. That is a salamander. Why do they call it a salamander?
I don't know.
That's creepy now.
I don't know. I've never...
Boy, you ruined that.
I've never questioned it.
Well, in the Upper Peninsula, we like to set them on fire and make grilled cheese. Keyword lizard. Good learning lesson. I honestly thought they could change into other things. With tadpoles and all, I get so screwed up on all this stuff.
Gosh, yeah, I'm not...
You're going to be teaching your son soon things like this in school. Are you going to just make things up, or are you going to, like, Google them and then tell them the truth?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to make things up and let him go to school like, what's his name from, oh my gosh, that was so bad.
Good rap. No, what?
No, I was going to reference Waterboy.
Oh, Mama Says?
Yeah, I can't send him to school. Yeah.
Why not?
Why are crocodiles so ornery? Because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Mama Says, you could do that. You know, keyword lizard if you want to see that. I honestly thought that salamanders can change into something else. But no one's calling to our defense, so I just could be a moron on the radio. So, keyword lizard. But that's cool that they're doing that up in Houghton.
Yes.
I said Houghton. I'm sorry, Marquette. It's my Michigan Tech bias showing there.
Haven't we gotten a salamander bridge yet for them? Just bridge it over the road.
They have like a little tiny Tim Hortons that they stop at when they go through the park at night.
Yeah, what if there's a couple stragglers the next day?
Has questions. Is this Grounds for Divorce?
Hey, Grounds for Divorce brought to you by the American Divorce Association for Men. Facing divorce, call the expert attorneys at Adam, 248-356-ADAM. So this has been going on because you complained about this in the office last week.
Yeah.
You got into it again?
Yeah, a little bit. It started out as a funny thing, and then it caused her to walk away from me in the grocery store.
Yeah, we've all been there. Okay. Over what? Something? Because Heidi, if you don't know Ryan and Heidi, they're newlyweds. They got a baby due May 27th. So obviously, if you're going to agitate a woman who's almost 8 months pregnant, right. It's something significant, right?
Yeah, for sure. I guess for her it is. But no, we were arguing over cookies. So we're both, you know, she's eating better, being pregnant. I'm eating better, getting healthier and all that, working out. So we're like, all right, we get one little snack or one little treat. So we're like, let's agree on some cookies. So I want to know, what's the better cookie, Chips Ahoy Original or Chips Ahoy Chewy?
Why?
Because I said I wanted Chewy. I wanted Chips Ahoy Chewy. She wanted the original, the regular, you know, hard cookie. And we couldn't agree, and it was 20 minutes of back and forth in the middle of an aisle at Kroger.
So you argued with your 8-month pregnant wife at a Kroger because you weren't getting the type of cookies you want.
Yeah, but it's more of the principle. Like, it ended up not being about me wanting the cookies. It was just more about team Chewy.
Team Chewy cookie.
So you were, this is, out of all the hills, this is the one you're going to die
on. Yeah, it's way, it's a much better cookie.
Mount Chewy.
It's a much better cookie.
248-398-9279. It's the dumbest one you've ever done. This is not even close.
I know it's dumb, but I'm...
He wrote down, like, which ones are better? Regular or Chewy? 248-398-9279.
That's the thing.
Now I got to change the whole promo because you're her first kid. I got to change the whole intro thing. I got our voice got to reread that.
I understand this is a dumb thing and this isn't the hill I should die on.
Why didn't you just let it go, get the cookies she wanted, and then go get them on your own? You can hide cookies at home instead of fighting in the Kroger for 20 minutes over which ones are better.
You say this all the time. She's 8 months pregnant. You think I'm hiding cookies from her right now?
Keep them in your car. Seriously. 248-398-9279 is her house phone.
The worst part about this whole thing is I don't even like chocolate that much, but I was standing my ground, Chewy cookies all the way. Hey.
And you... What are you drinking this morning, man? You're like whacked out today. Okay. Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. So you have some advice for this young man?
Man, all right. So I've been doing this for like a long, long time, man. You got to feed that Cookie Monster whatever she wants.
Thank you. So she's pregnant. Be nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, man. Just give that Blue Monster whatever she wants.
She's actually green and white. She's more Sparty that way. But yeah. No, we see what you're saying there, Tom. Oh, yeah, no, we get the Cookie Monster thing, man. Hey. Tom, thank you, buddy.
Boot check.
All right. Boot check.
Boot check.
Is Heidi awake for this?
Oh, what time is it? Yeah, she's awake. I don't know if she's listening yet, but she's awake.
This is Nikki. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I like the original Chipotle better.
Okay.
Because you can dip it. You can dip it in milk.
That's a good point. You dip the Chewy cookies, they don't hold.
No.
They give up the ghost pretty quick.
Yes.
Mm. And so now, no, beyond the cookie thing, though, Nikki, the fact that Ryan brought this up with his wife and argued for 20 minutes in a Kroger over it, when he doesn't even, I forgot, he doesn't even like chocolate that much. Is this just him picking a fight?
Ridiculous.
Okay,
he
thank you.
He shouldn't have done that. He should have got both packs then. But the original one is so much better because you can dip it in milk and then drink the milk when it's after your double cookie. It's so better with the original cookie instead of the Chewy. So you that gross.
So, Nikki, if it's you in the store with Ryan, how long until you smack him?
Oh, I won't smack him. I won't smack him. I'll just get my original pack of cookies and leave. And then he can get his Chewy or whatever.
See? Yeah. There you go.
It's nothing to argue over. I'll just get, mine. He get the ones he likes.
See? Nikki knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Why did you guys just get both?
Well, because we're not... it's a whole health thing right now. I don't want two bags of cookies in the house. Okay. You don't need them.
Yeah. No, that's okay. She's pregnant.
Thank you.
Why
not? Nikki, you're awesome. Have a good morning.
You're awesome. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. You got your arms crossed. We're on Facebook Live. Look at him. Look at him. He's like a 12. You are. You're like a 10-year-old when the ice cream truck drove away. I don't care. I want my cookies. Chewy or regular Chips Ahoy cookies, which one are better? The reason we bring this up for grabs for divorce is Ryan Hunt. And you brought this back up over the weekend again. How did this come up again? Who brought it up, you or her?
Oh.
The second time.
I brought it up because she finished the Chewy cookies. Because we ended up going with Chewy. That's part of the story. But she finished the rest of them after saying that they tasted fake. So...
So that was were upset.
I can see my phone.
Oh yeah,
I'm doing the camera thing right now, so I don't want to screw it up.
Are you getting 3 dots?
See, just
or you got text message?
I can see your phone just blowing up.
Hi, Zach. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Go ahead. Do you have some advice for this young man?
Ryan, really, 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 you could not pick any.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Anything better to argue with?
Well, not at the time.
Dude. Number one, don't argue with a pregnant woman, especially that late in pregnancy.
Third semester.
I do. I will agree. Chewy cookies are better. But, dude, come on. Pick something better, especially in public.
Okay.
Hold on real quick a sec. Okay. I'm taking a picture of the phone right now because Mongoose, when he put in the call screener, just says, Zach, he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. That was my instant words. Mongoose opened with, what do you think, Zach? He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. Zach, have a great day, bud. So you and Heidi have been having a cookie argument. Again, if you're new to the show, Ryan is our resident young guy. They're in their second year of marriage. They bought a house together. They're doing everything. You're jumping in the deep end of the adult pool. You got a baby due May 27th.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful boy. And you're arguing over?
Which Chips Ahoy cookies are better? Regular or chewy?
Now, you told me that you kind of ran this by Heidi. You're going to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. But I saw you when your phone lit up. Go ahead. Heidi texted you. By the way, what do you guys think? 248-398-9279.
First, she goes, Chewy ones are fake. Milk and originals are the best. You suck. Also, couldn't be creative this morning and come up with a better topic, slacker?
Wow.
She's even hitting my topic.
Right.
I'm like, damn.
Thank you. Mongo's clapping in the other room. Okay.
You suck.
You suck. That's...
She's great.
It's that loving relationship.
Oh, it's the best.
Hey, man, tough love. So you bought chewy cookies, and you're like, which one is better, chocolate, regular, or chewy?
Yeah.
You say chewy. I'm with Heidi on this one, dude.
You're a regular guy?
Yeah, you can't dunk them. Chewy ones just fall apart. They don't... No. Damn it, I'm hungry.
Well, that's if you're a dunker. I mean... Not everybody's a dunker.
I don't even... Okay, see, again, now I understand why you guys stood in the store for 20 minutes and argued about this. Rick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
You never argue with a pregnant woman because they have ways of paying you back that you don't even realize yet.
Yes.
It may be 6 months from now, but the bad topic is just a good distraction from that filthy little wallet keys...
Oh, yeah, the drop on the... We beat that. We got it. We caught it.
Yeah. Nice diversion. That worked out well.
Thank you, Rick. So, original or chewy?
Original, definitely.
Really? I'm with him.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, what are you doing? Bringing this up, right, Rick? This shouldn't have been an argument.
Exactly.
Okay.
Especially in a Kroger. There's already enough fights in Kroger's.
I mean, we weren't screaming, throwing at stuff at each other.
You will be now after bringing this up on the air. Next time you go to Kroger with her, she's going to bring it up. Rick, have a good morning, bud.
Thanks, man.
Bye. You know that's going to happen. Next time you go to the store with her, she's going to bring it up.
Yep. Oh, I know that.
Okay. Someone said, what's wrong with buying two kinds of cookies? Because you guys are dieting and, you know, trying to eat healthy, so you only wanted to get one thing. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were trying to just decide on one thing.
Okay. Ryan, the 13-year-old, we call him Smart Ryan.
Yeah.
He said, should have made cookies for Heidi if you really loved her. I can make brownies. You can be lazy and get Pleasant Bakes. Homemade. Okay, so wait a minute. Ryan, our 13-year-old, even cooks? Dude, how do you not have a girlfriend?
Pleasant Bakes, not cooking.
Okay, just baby steps for you then. See what I did there? Baby steps because you have a kid on the way.
Yep.
You should cook for her then. Make her some cookies today. When you go home, make some cookies. No, you can't because you don't have your wallet. See, I told you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's going to jump up and bite you all day that you don't have your wallet. Rick.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house. Sitting here with Ryan. You got some advice for this young man?
Yes. You're talking about Chips Ahoy's, right?
Yes, sir.
I've been married 40 years, and my wife knows I like original. Nothing else.
They're the best. Yeah. The chewy
ones.
They
are the best.
The chewy ones
do not hold up.
See? He gets it. He gets it. Ryan's not a dunker either, so we don't...
I was going to say, holding up to what? Are you guys throwing these at how? I don't get it. What do they need to hold up to?
You're the one throwing them in the aisle of Kroger, apparently, so...
I mean, they're going to get soggy anyhow. Why make them even soggy when you stick them in something?
Thank you. There you go. It's got a good point. Rick, have a good morning, bud. Enjoy this fog.
I'm driving in and it's terrible.
All right. Be safe, man.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Is anyone willing to admit what is the silliest argument you've ever had? What is the silliest? Because this is the dumbest argument you guys have ever had.
Well, yeah. And this, yeah, that's what I mean. It's a fun one.
And for you, it is. She's going to kill you based on those text messages. Trisha, if you're both on a diet, you shouldn't be buying any cookies. Okay. Oh, Swans. Swans Delivery Service has cookies. Have some cookies delivered to the house today.
It's called cheat days, Trisha.
Okay. So you got the cookies you wanted.
Yeah.
So you won. But yeah, then how many of the cookies did you actually get?
I mean, I guarantee I ate most of them for sure.
What?
Yeah.
You positioned this on the air like she ate the rest of them.
She ate the last of them.
But you ate most of them.
Right.
Again, from the pregnant woman. So you ate all the cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't say I'm done with you because we're on till 10, but man, she has complete grounds to give you a smack today for this. You should get hit with a cookie. Oh, I have an idea. Because you screwed up the baby bet thing over the weekend at the baby shower. You didn't record or even say the line we asked you to.
Right.
I can get a big cookie.
What, are you going to smash a cookie in my face?
Well, we have that radar gun for Friday's event for the Tigers for the home opener. How hard could I throw a cookie at your face? No, we get Heidi to do this.
Oh, okay.
That way she can kind of get out some of the cookie thing. Yeah. You got to have the radar gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you get her, we'll get Joe from Pizzapopolis, those big cookies. And she gets to throw it and hit you in the face with a cookie.
That's now. Fine. I watched her play baseball or softball in high school.
Oh, my God.
She's going to kill me over that.
Just
I love
can't
it.
Help yourself, man. 725. Seriously, though, be safe out there. This fog is thick.
Yeah.
Not as thick as the fog in Ryan's skull this morning, but it's, yeah. Are you down for that? Take the radar gun home. I'll get a big cookie for you, and Heidi gets to whip it at you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
You got to film it coming at you.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Serious?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
I'm gonna go get him. I'll text Joe right now.
All right.
Get the big cookie. She's gonna kill you, you know. 7:37. It's Big Jim's house. Our $500 fill up. You can win $500. 8 a.m. on the nose. We'll give you the keyword. By the way, if you want to check it out, what's going on with there, and also how you can win $10,000, text us. The keyword is
cash.
Cash. We'll send that to you. Here's a weird question. It's a little bit of an offshoot from our Grounds for Divorce discussion. What food were you hit in the face with? 248-398-9279. Is there anyone listening who was hit in the face with food? I'd bet you a buck, but you left your wallet at home. You have to Venmo me.
Okay.
Is there anyone listening
who
was hit in the face with food? The reason being, so you and Heidi have been having this debate for about a week now. Started in the grocery store over cookies. Which Chips Ahoy are better, right?
Yes. Chewy or the just the original chocolate chip ones?
I'm team original on this one. I'm with Heidi all the way.
Yeah, it's split this morning.
It really is. It really is. So we figured the best thing to do is they got the cookies and Ryan ate most of them. But then you position it on the air like Heidi ate the rest of them.
Right.
Technically, you weren't wrong in what you said.
Yeah.
But you kind of manipulated that conversation to make it sound like she ate all the cookies. When you did. I said that you've got a radar gun for your event Friday.
Right.
You should allow Heidi to hit you with a cookie. And get one of those big ones from Pizzapopolis. That would hurt.
Yeah, you got to talk her into throwing it at me. She goes, why would I throw it at you? I want to eat it.
Okay. Heidi. Stacey, good morning.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Wonderful. Sitting here with Ryan. So now what are you willing to do?
I am willing to throw the cookie at Ryan. Okay. I am the one that hit him in the ass with the paintball. He was dressed up as the deer.
Jeez.
So
I am the only one that hit him.
You are.
All of us.
Oh, we did
I remember that.
Okay, so now, so you want to hit him just because you want to throw something at him? Or it's just the idea that he's...
No, because he ate all the his wife's pregnant cookies.
Yep. That is the
That's
thing.
That's horrible. You don't do that.
Okay, now we got to find if there's a cookie gun somewhere, and we can have Stacy come over and shoot you in the ass with a cookie.
Okay. It sounds good to me.
All right, we're working on it. I already texted him. I texted the guys at Pizza Popo's. I haven't heard back yet. We're trying to get one of their giant cookies.
All right.
All right, have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Bye. Jim, what were you hitting the face with?
A large slice of ham. Like a slap across the face.
Ham slap.
That's a new thing. So why were you hitting the face with ham?
I used to work at Pine Knob in the parking lot in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we found a sandwich bag on the ground as we were leaving. And and so we got pretty high. And
I love the detail of the story.
Trying to figure out a way to say it.
Just say it, Jim. You're fine. Yeah, keep going.
There's nowhere to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they called me. We got back at the house, and they called me into the kitchen. As I walked around the corner to go in the kitchen, this giant, like, thick slice of ham just like smack. And then we just laid on the floor laughing for way too long. About
you got ham slapped. Okay, but we understand why. Jim, thank you for sharing that with us, bud.
Yeah.
The phone call, not the other stuff. Okay, there it goes. Someone said they got slapped. What was it? My old girlfriend threw a plate of spaghetti in my face. Joe, there's more to that story, dude.
Ugh.
You see this one? In fourth grade, before leaving the cafeteria, you had to stand all in a single file line. The girl behind me bazooka barfed her chicken noodle soup all over the back of my head. I remember the janitors holding me upside down over the utility sink trying to wash it out of my hair.
Ugh.
Oh, no. Okay. So I'll get the cookie. I'll take care of that. Let her hit you. See you. My sister flicked a spoon of yogurt in my eye before. We've all done that with siblings. I told you that the pizza slap thing. My oldest son in high school, that was a thing for them. If you fell asleep, or if you were the first one up in the morning, they would take a cold piece of pizza, sprinkle extra Parmesan on top of it, and slap the person in the face to wake them up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get that one.
We'll do it 8 o'clock on the nose. We nailed it yesterday, right?
Yes.
We can do it again today.
Yep, we got it.
We got this. By the way, good time to download the app, because you can win 10 grand as well. Use that app. Bones has it, right? He sent us a picture yesterday.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is everybody home from the travel stuff that happened in Florida? You were telling me yesterday, it was like, what, 3,300 flights got canceled total? It was a lot.
Yeah, there was a ton of cancellations.
Is everybody back? 248-398-9279. If you're not back, call. I mean, like, did you get caught in that? It was weather-related. I know they said that.
That, and they said one of the airlines, there was an issue with their scheduling software or something like that, you know.
Way to blame the IT guy.
Blame it on the computers.
Yeah, it's the IT guy. We're blaming the IT guy for this one. Kimmel was talking about it last night.
I flew home yesterday. I guess we were lucky to get home. Thousands of flights were canceled over the weekend because of technology issues and thunderstorms in Florida, which is wreaking havoc on plans for spring break. A third of all Spirit Airlines flights were canceled yesterday. The only thing worse than your flight on Spirit being canceled is your Spirit flight not being canceled.
3,300 flights, ma'am.
I love how him. I guess we got home. I don't know how I got home.
Hey, Jimmy,
you don't fly with everybody else.
Okay,
buddy.
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't think Kimmel flew from New York back to L.A.
Yeah, you don't think he's riding coach?
Yeah, he's doing the old red eye.
Yeah, I'm in 22C. No, you're not.
On his net jet. I don't think that. Yeah, that's a good point. It's like a baseball player going, yeah, man.
We got plenty of pilots for those flights, bud.
I never know what to cook for dinner. Yeah, because you don't cook dinner. And I was in it a couple weeks ago, man. We got stuck, and they told us, like, we had to wait till Tuesday to come back. We wound up having to, like, jump other flights. Finally got all that sorted out. But it's crazy once you get stuck.
Well, yeah, trying to follow your plans. Because you were just texting me updates, and we knew what was going on for the show the next day. And I'm like, I'm not sure where he's at right now.
I didn't know where I was. We were the last people to get on a plane.
Crazy.
On standby, a direct flight back here to Detroit. And our luggage had already gone. We were rolling the dice. If we got stuck in Miami that day, we had no clothes, nothing. We were gonna run what you brung, as they say in NASCAR, man. We were going to do that. But, yeah, I had a buddy who, well, Jason was at the airport here, and everyone was waiting on their luggage. And it looked sad because there were like 100 people around the baggage carousel.
Oh, yeah, and you're just
like waiting on
their staring at the slow line.
I found the tag. It was putting our luggage away, and our luggage went from Miami to LaGuardia to Rochester to Detroit.
Wow. Wait, why did it go from...
Because that was the only other route they had, and they had canceled the flight. Our luggage had a better vacation than we did.
Yeah.
Our luggage got frequent flyer miles, man. Showed up 2 days later. I don't know, but I feel so sorry for people with kids. We say that all the time. You got kids and you're on that? Dude, wait for that. You guys with the kid?
I couldn't imagine.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a good point, though. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
When's the last time you flew on Spirit Airlines, Kimmel? Come on.
I was upset they took the lobster out of the flight.
Right. Yeah. Come on. Unless you write Spirit on the side of your private jet or your net jet, you're not drunk.
Unless you're drinking a Spirit.
There you go. Then it's relevant. Okay, so we kind of covered his ass there. 10 minutes from now, the first keyword. We got a decision to make. Friday at noon? Is that when it cuts off?
Yes.
Okay. What color? The 1974 Bronco. What color do you want? You'll see all the different options there. Red, green, blue. We got yellow up there, I think.
Yeah, yellow's up gray. There. Orange.
Gray. You're the orange one, too. Because we'll figure all that out later. But we got to figure out the color first, and we can kind of work off it and get creative. I'm sure Doug Benziger's all stressed out right now about it. But keyword soup, and you can vote. Leader is...
The leader right now is green. But the ones close behind are red and blue. Still kind of that top three.
I'm gravitating towards... I said green because I've always wanted a green Bronco. But I keep looking at that charcoal. Now, these are all done with the same wheels and the same top. That's not the top that's actually going to be on it. It's just to make it as a commonality. The same thing.
Right.
For references. So you do need to vote, though. Noon on Friday. We'll pick color for this 74 Bronco. That is powered by our friends at Livernois Motorsports. They took the 302 and went much bigger with it. I know Doug Benziger, our project manager, said he's going to figure out when we're going to go dyno this, but we could be close to 500 horsepower.
Wow.
We know it's between 400 and 500 horsepower. And this is a real 74 Bronco. This isn't a kit car. The fact that Bill Brown Ford offered this up to us is awesome. Everybody there, you're the best. So get your tickets, $10 each. Keyword soup. Every penny goes there. And there's a way in there. If you don't stop by one of our events, there's a phone number you can call Vets Return Home directly and just pay for your tickets over the phone. If you change your mind on the color, I know Doug, our project manager, he kind of skews red or the charcoal on this.
Yeah, well, red's been my pick from all along, and I'm still staying with it.
The only thing with, and I'm... Are we overthinking this, or am I overthinking this? The only problem with green is we want to make something that's flashy that people see so we can raise more money for Vets Returning Home. And if you guys don't know, we're building this thing from the ground up totally from donations. Everything's been donated, the motor, the truck. Our buddy Tony at Westland Transmission is working on the C4 transmission right now.
Yeah.
Is green too muted?
Well, it depends on what, once again, it depends on what green... You go with. Oh,
if we did lime green, would that be too much on a Bronco?
I think for a Bronco, yeah.
I see. even the tone of your voice changed when you're like, yeah, for a Bronco. That's my problem. I've always been a fan of dark, whether it's the dark green, even if it's a Scout, International Harvester Scout, which I always wanted.
Right.
Or a Bronco. Anyway, we don't get a vote. You guys do. Keyword soup. Red always works, man. Red just jumps. You can go crazy with this thing.
Yeah. I mean, we had one growing up, a red Bronco. Up north, called the Big Red. That's why.
That's another thing. Penny goes to Vets Returning Home. The keyword is...
soup.
Yes. There's also information on there how to get your tickets. Everything you need. You'll see it right there. I've been saying green, 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 green. And then Mike texted in and a couple other people and you brought it up. Because I know you've been saying red the whole time. Not that it matters because I can't vote. But, yeah.
I just think I like it, man. And we're talking about it standing out. So that's going to stand out.
Well, here's the idea. If you guys don't know, Stone Soup, we build this car from the ground up totally from donations, like we've been doing for a lot of years. Only in Detroit can you do this. But we want to raise the most money for vets returning home. Our 35th anniversary concert is with Sammy Hagar. It's before we give away the Bronco. It's August 25th?
25th.
So we'll have the Bronco done. By that point, that's the goal. We'll be able to take it to Pine Knob.
Ooh.
So if it's red, he's the red rocker. You get Sammy to pose with the Bronco.
I don't see anything wrong with what you're saying.
Are we overthinking this, or is this just one of those things like it's kind of a no-brainer? You guys vote. Keyword soup. 248-398-9279. You can call, too. All right. Are we overthinking this? Am I rubbing the fur off a teddy bear?
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
I don't think you're overthinking it.
No, I overexplain and overthink everything on the show. Are you kidding me? Man. Call it the Red Rocker. Get Sammy to do something with it. We drive it on stage for our anniversary concert. There is room backstage.
Oh, you could get it up there.
We could get it up there. Absolutely. Oh, hey, look, it's Dave from Live Nation. You want to what? Yeah, there's our marketing director going, you can't take the truck on stage. Somebody said we should do red. A lot of people say red. We thought red because of Sammy. It would make sense. Don't let that sway your vote. We're just thinking out loud on the show. If you don't know, we will tend to talk things through on the air.
Yeah.
Is your truck, you're building this Bronco from the ground up. You're deciding on what wheels we're going to put in eventually, the color, the interior, all that stuff. So someone mentioned do like winged wheels off it. Kind of flare them out with the red, like a Red Wings one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
The good thing is no one's ever done that. So it would be brand new.
Yeah, there's never been a Red Wings themed car.
Never. I'm sure that would go over well. I was thinking about it. I'm pretty boring with, what are you thinking?
I was just thinking about it because I'm part of, like, I'm in the boat world more than I think I am the car world, knowing what's going on with boats.
Yes.
They're bringing back the colors. You used to see them on a ton of fishing boats, like the Bass Pro guys, the real sparkly stuff.
That is a paint color?
If you did red with that, dude, those look so cool. I don't know if that's like...
We could do,
against the car rules.
Some of the older Stone Soup cars, the very first one we painted way back when was Wineberry over Gold. It was this 3-stage paint.
Wow.
It was crazy when you would look at that Mustang. But the only problem was, if you scratched it, you had to paint the whole door. It wasn't you could just touch it up.
Yeah.
No, it was too much.
Sense.
Yeah.
It's that big of a process.
I don't think we ever just painted any of these cars. They all had some special paint that was done. I remember, like, the GTO, the silver one, was... Benziger, if you're listening, it was gunmetal. We took that paint color from Saab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All these have different paints. We're not just going to, get a can of Krylon and spray paint the thing.
Right.
That's not a bad idea. So you're talking about the real sparkly paint, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's a real term for it, a correct term to use for it. I don't remember it. I just remember growing up seeing it. And then all of a sudden, in the last couple of years, it's become a boat call. Mastercraft is using it a lot on their wakeboard boats.
248-398-9279. If you have any suggestions. Again, the reason we're working on the paint color is we want this thing to pop so people see it and go, I want that Bronco. Then they buy their tickets for $10. And we get more money for vets returning home. My buddy Bill Mester just texted me. He's in for $100.
Oh,
10
awesome.
Tickets. You're the man, Bill. Love you, buddy. Yeah, red's pretty strong. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I don't know. I know marine paint, I would assume, is different just because the water and stuff you need to...
Right, yeah, I know there's different marine. Yeah. I'm sure they have it for cars, too, or you could do it.
One year we were painting the Stone Soup car and they had leftover red paint. So I convinced them to let me paint my kid's Pinewood Derby car with it. We did. Yeah. Showed up and people were kind of like, man, Jim, that looks really cool. And it's just a can of Krylon. Devo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
You are. So you got some suggestions for paint color for the Bronco?
Yeah, dude. Back in 2014, Harley-Davidson came out with a color called Black Cherry.
Really?
I mean, it just, when you got it out, it looked real dark red, almost black. And then when you got it in the sunlight, the metallic flake would just pop and it just like come to life.
You Googling it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Devo, that sounds cool.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Oh, I want to see it in an actual light.
No, I see what
you're saying with it.
Devo, you're awesome, man. Thanks for the suggestion, bud.
All right, brothers. Be smooth.
You too.
See you, bud.
Yeah, someone takes it. Metallic was kind of like the way you're describing the sparkly paint.
Yeah, metal flake.
We did a couple of those. Like I said, the very first one, but I'm pretty sure we put flake in a lot of these.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, again, I don't know that we ever, like even the Nailhead truck had a very specific paint job to it. It wasn't just a regular paint job. Good call. I like that, Ryan. I understand what you're saying, but I got to find this boat red. Is it Gerald?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Gerald. Okay, so you're a paint guy.
Yeah, well, we're a top coat, hydrophobic coating for, we do cars and we do lots of other things, but cars is what I was thinking about right here. We're an early stage startup out of Michigan State University.
Wow, okay. So what do you think about this idea, like Ryan brought up, maybe using some kind of boat paint, like that metallic red, if that's the color we pick, to make it really pop?
I'm fine with that. We only do the very top coat, because what our coating does is it, you know, the water beads up and washes the dirt off and keeps it clean looking or easy clean. So, but red's cool, too. We like red.
So do you want to get involved in the project?
We would love to be the top coat people, clear coat people.
Well, let's figure this out. We want to make you guys, because we want as many hands on this Bronco as possible. I'm going to put you on hold. Mongoose, get all your information, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
It's an honor. Nice talking to you, Gerald.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Ooh, Adam's got another color to throw in here. Adam, you got a color for the Bronco?
Yeah, it's called Black Chrome.
Ooh.
Black Chrome.
So
yeah, 499 had his drum kit. It's this black chrome color, and when the lights hit it, it's just amazing. I mean, how it bounces and it sucks you in because of the blackness, and the chrome is so shiny. And it's something else.
Okay, now we got to look that one up. So you said, wait a minute, you said it was on a drum kit. You saw this?
Yeah, yeah, buddy of mine.
Okay, if you get a picture of it, text it to us.
Sure.
Hi, buddy. Hey, nice listening, man. Appreciate you, Adam.
Every day, man. Take it easy.
You ever looking at paint colors now?
Yeah, I'm getting locked.
Which one did you find?
I found that black...
Black chrome?
Yeah.
With the black cherry one from the Harley.
Yeah, I just can't find it on a car.
Maybe that would make it even more cool, because we'd be the only ones with it. Right?
Oh, I got it. I think I've seen the... Yeah.
Let me see it.
Seen it before. Here you can kind of see
clear browser
it on that. It's almost like
pretty
a
wild
matte black with a little shine through it.
Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna sit here and look at paint colors for a while. Someone said, "Why don't you let the winner pick out the color?" Well, that would work, but the problem is we got to be able to show this off to sell tickets. If we wait until the very end to paint it, we won't sell as many tickets. We've learned that in the past.
Right.
The sooner we get this car in color and people can see a concept drawn of what it's really going to look like when it's all done, the more tickets we sell. That's the problem.
Yeah, you want to see that what the finished product's going to be.
Right. So Ryan's going to get a can of spray paint, head over to Bill Brown Ford, and you'll do that later on this morning?
Yeah, I can do that.
No, they won't let you in there. No, you have a Bronco for me. Nobody.
yeah, help him out.
One young girl helped him out at the end of that, man. I love that singing in public stuff. You ever catch yourself just singing in public?
Yeah.
Where?
Last weekend I was in Kohl's going around the shoe department, and over the it started to trailers for sale or rent. I ain't got no cigarettes.
What's the
King of the Road?
Yeah, King of the Road.
Yeah, I started singing that.
came on the speakers. I love this.
How loud were you singing it?
Oh, pretty loud.
Pretty loud?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heidi was thrilled, or she wasn't with you?
No, she was at the other end of the store, but I just looked up and, like, noticed a guy there, and I'm like, oh, God.
Sup? Giving us up? Sup?
Because you know how you sing it, you're like, trailers for the
oh, man. Gotta go in the deep end of the pool. Oh, hold on. Is this... Hold on, let me get this right. Trucker Jim. Trucker Jim checks in from all over the country. I just lost him.
No.
You saw me. I didn't double-click him.
He was
That's
there.
Not my fault. Normally, I'd be the first person to admit when I fat-finger this. That's not my fault, Trucker Jim. Text files. You can always subscribe. Text us. The keyword is...
File.
We'll send you the link. And we're also on Facebook Live right now. Hi, everyone. WCSX. Big Jim's house on WCSX. India. Daily Mail says a police officer. I saw a video of this guy. Pretty cool. He's going viral. He performs Michael Jackson dance moves while directing traffic. Ranjit Singh moonwalks during rush hour. People honk and wave as he dances when traffic is slow. He teaches pedestrians how to moonwalk. That's cool.
Yeah.
Always wanted to be one of the... Some of my favorite episodes of The League is when they had a traffic cop with the white gloves. The guy got mad and he went and got white gloves and started messing with him about the hand signals and stuff. Do we have traffic cops anywhere here in Detroit other than during events? I don't think we do.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're on Woodward for an event, it's different. Like, because there are, you know, the police will stand out in front and they'll wave you around, you know, to get you around the Fillmore and stuff.
Yeah, and you've seen the people by schools that walk the kids across the street.
Yeah, you crossing know. Guards, but that's. But are there any traffic cops like that here in the Motor City? I don't think so.
No, not that I know.
You know what the wardrobe is if you are a Michael Jackson impersonator as a traffic cop?
What's that?
You wear Billie Jeans. Do you know what a Michael Jackson impersonator's favorite slice of tuna is?
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Wow. Went low on the old dad pun jokes there, man. Good night. Second story, Ryan, please.
Yeah, so we've talked about, just recently, we talked about the neighbor here from a few years ago who built the statue out.
Flipping the bird.
Yeah, for their neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is a whole new level. So this guy named Alexander, him and his mother have been just tormenting their neighbor for years and years to the point where this guy has started to keep diaries of what's going on. But this latest one, for whatever reason, this is the one that stopped it all and got the guy arrested.
Okay.
He wanted to see more of the mountains behind his house from his bedroom window. So okay. What he did was went over to his neighbor's house and all of his new shrubs that he planted. Just right at the root, boom, cut them down. Said he wanted to see the mountains from his bedroom window and he couldn't because of the new shrubbery.
The shrubs were on their property.
Yeah, yeah, this guy planted them on his yard. Mr. Cox is the guy, the neighbor who keeps getting messed with.
What a tool.
Yeah, so he cut that down, but he detailed a log of all the incidences, right? Often playing music early in the morning and getting their dog to bark loud at 1, 2, and 3 in the morning.
So wait a minute, is this the guy doing this to Mr. Cox, the neighbor?
Yes, Alexander is doing things intentionally to Mr. Cox,
so
like making his dog bark loud.
He's actually documented all the reasons he's going to get in trouble with the police for this.
Yeah.
What an
he's
idiot.
Just written it out perfectly, yeah. But it was funny. He almost got away with it. The judge, they did want to let him go.
Yes.
But just due to the, you know, the sheer volume of his crimes, he couldn't. I'm sure you use shears to cut down the...
I can't. I wanted to hit the butt. I can't.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Are you going to be honest? No, I'll tell you. No, it was wonderful. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I'm still hitting the damn buzzer there. And then in England, police are looking for a prankster who's been stuffing meat in the exhaust pipes of people's cars. Lamb chops, pork, chicken drumsticks, and wheel wells. Cops have no idea who the prankster is. That's why I say they're getting a porking ticket. They're doing it. All I hear now is Eddie Murphy going, "I'm falling for the banana in the tailpipe."
Right.
What a waste of a perfectly good lamb chop.
If this is like a new hipster, cool, trendy way to smoke meats, we're going too far.
This guy also got arrested. He tried to do that at NASA, but you know what he was using there, right?
What?
Launch meat. Yeah. And the sheer volume of things that he did got him in trouble with that one.
Whatever.
Okay. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're gonna say that every time. You're gonna have the best little dang CSX Files pun tomorrow. Did you just throw it at the camera?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.